Welcome to the CXR Channel, our premier podcast for talent acquisition and talent management. Listen in as the CXR community discusses a wide range of topics focused on attracting, engaging, and retaining the best talent. We're glad you're here.
And this is Jerry Crispin, and I'm here with Brett Coyne, who is the head of talent acquisition at Okta. And Brett, it's a pleasure to have you. How long have you been in place now?
I've only been at Okta for 8 months. I'm entering my 9th month.
So it's a good time to sort of catch up and go, okay, so what is it that you thought you were going to get when you went to Okta? What was the main reason for the decision, and did you find it?
Yeah, great question. So I would say, I was at the same place for 9 years and learned a lot and was just ready to make a move. And I'd spent majority of my career at bigger tech companies, about 22 years in recruiting, and it's primarily all been in software. And so, what was important to me was really finding companies that were high growth, companies that had a good brand, looking for places that I thought would be much different challenge than what I was used to at the larger companies. And so when I started looking, I kind of had my eye on any number of 10 or 12 companies that kind of fall in what people are describing as the next generation of tech companies. Essentially it was a basket of companies: Atlassian, Lyft, Slack, Zoom, all the companies that were between maybe 1,000 and 2,500 employees were doing 40, 50% revenue growth. And I knew would have a lot of challenges scaling. And that was attractive to me. And then ironically, about this time last year, two of those companies happened to reach out and ask if I had an interest, and Okta was one. And so what drew me to them was their market position. I've seen, over the years, the importance that companies are placing on security. And then I think what was really attractive with Okta is they took it one step further, and it's really all about identity. It's not just making sure that your workforce is secure or your customers are secure, but actually knowing who's logging in and who's using those products, especially with all of the challenges we see around the world today with data breaches and data privacy. Given Okta was the first company to really launch what's known as identity as a service in the cloud, and all the transformation from on-prem technology to cloud technology over the past 10 years, I felt like they were really well positioned in the market. I understood the need for their technology. And the more I started telling people I was interviewing with them, everyone I knew at every company was already a customer. We just hadn't been a customer of my prior company. So that was compelling. So I thought, wow, there's a lot of demand out there, and people really liked the product. So all of those things came into the decision.
Well, that's great. So now that you've been there 8 months, and we're really just coming into 2020, what do you see as the challenge for Okta that relates to talent acquisition that you're tackling?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say there's a short and a long term here. The short was when I was meeting with them, it was really, hey, we need to scale and automate. And I think when I joined, looking back 8 months, realized 30 days in, there's a lot of building here to do. There were some basic building blocks that were missing. So we focused on that the first 6 months, had to really get some other recruiting talent acquisition leadership in. There wasn't really a leadership team. And so as I spent the first 6 months kind of, making additions to the team that were gaps in the organization. We didn't have anybody running product and tech. We really didn't have operations or analytics. And we didn't have really a tech stack. People would say, what's your tech stack? And I would say Greenhouse. And then we were, leveraging LinkedIn very heavily. And so a little bit of old school, post a job and send messages one at a time. And we were on a 3-year-old contract with Greenhouse. And so no shortage of challenges, public company. So looking ahead where we are 8 months, and we really did just codify our focus area and priorities for this next fiscal year, which starts in a few weeks, is now we're really going to focus on scaling and automate. So a lot of inefficiency in our processes. Really taking a lot of the data that we have been able to now aggregate, and we know it's real and we can trust it, to use that to start influencing outcomes across the business to streamline some of the things we're doing. The other big focus that we're really trying to do this year is scale globally. And so we still have some ads to make in global markets. And then one of the other things that we just talked about and we're going to go resources, we want to start really finding ways to do two things that are important. Is internal mobility is really a challenge at the company now, especially in our sales organization. It's just messy. So putting some rigor and structure and processes in place that the employees and managers love. And then the other piece is university. So we've been really just dipping our toe in university recruiting. And with the volume of hiring that the company wants to do over the next 3 years, we're starting to, get the leadership team on board with much higher percentage of that should be coming through early career talent. And so we actually just posted our first role for a senior manager of university recruiting, which is exciting.
Oh, that's cool. Really like it. So you've got certainly a full plate. So last question is, you know, obviously setting work aside, you know, what turns you on outside of work?
I thought a lot about this, and primarily it's really, this sounds cliche, but it's my, I have two kids, I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I knew coming into this job that the first 12 to 18 months were going to be, it was going to be heavy lift and intense. So when I do have time, especially on the weekends, where I really like to spend my time is my son is really into sports. So I usually try to do assistant coach just so I can be there. But I really love spending time with him and his friends. They're only 7 and it's a blast. They play basketball and flag football. And then my daughter really recently got into, I guess you call it acting. So she got into the San Jose theater with some of her friends. And it's almost like you just all of a sudden saw a kid find their true passion. And so I'm a big music and entertainment fan as well. So I feel like I have the best of both worlds with you know, my son playing sports, my daughter not getting into plays and theaters. So my wife and I just spend, you know, as much time as we can with them on the weekends. And you know, if I do have time, I'm kind of a business magazine junkie. I read everything, Inc. and Fortune and Forbes, to just stay up with what's going on in the industry. And then if I really can get a half a day, I have a couple of good friends from my prior employer, many of whom you know. We like to get together and try to go play golf sometimes. And that's just a fun way to forget everything else. So that's really what I do.
One of my goals is to increase the golf just a little bit. So I think that'll be kind of cool. Maybe one of these days I'll get out by you and we can go out together.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's great learning a little bit about how the members are engaging when they start making these changes. And I think other members who have thought about, you know, how long they're with a company or just starting to deal with a new company or a new role can benefit by just learning a little bit. So that's one of the reasons why we like these next up kinds of things. So thanks again.
Yeah, much appreciate your time. Thanks as always.
Thanks for listening to the CXR channel. Please subscribe to CXR on your favorite podcast resource and leave us a review while you're at it. Learn more about CXR at our website, cxr.works, facebook.com and twitter.com/careercrossroads, and on Instagram @careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.